This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to observe Constitution Day for 3 days. Hello Sarkar service expanded to 24 hours daily to address public grievances more effectively. Supreme Court's pull vents to hear writ petition filed against Koshi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa. An airstrike kills 20 civilians in Sudan's southern Khartoum. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to observe the Constitution Day for 3 days. A meeting of the Constitution Day Main Celebration Committee held at the Prime Minister's office in Simadarabad today decided to celebrate the Constitution Day for 3 days beginning on the 19th of September. Addressing the committee meeting, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda described the Constitution Day as the moment for celebration for all Nepali citizens. On the 20th of September, the Constitution Day special ceremony will be held at Torikhel in Kathmandu to observe the day. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has inaugurated the operation of the Hello Sarkar or Hello Government service 24 hours in 3 shifts daily. The hotline service was in operation at the Secretariat of the Federal Government in Simadarbar for the last 12 years. The Prime Minister also carried out an inspection and monitoring of the Hello Sarkar chamber at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal instructed the Hello Sarkar team to respond to public grievances seriously and address them accordingly. The Prime Minister expressed his hope that the expansion of the service would contribute to further strengthening the government-citizen relations and to make the public service system more accountable to people. From today, people can also call in the hotline through NCEL network and relay their grievances after the extension of time to 24 hours daily. The writ petition filed against Kosi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa is to be heard by the full bench of the Supreme Court. A division bench of Justices Sapana Pradhan Malla and Susmalata Mathema ordered to send the case against Chief Minister Thapa to the full bench of the Supreme Court for final hearing. Following the order, now the hearing on the petition against Kosi Province Chief Minister Thapa will be held beginning from tomorrow by a full bench comprising at least 3 justices. Former Koshi Province Chief Minister and CPN UML's Koshi Province Parliamentary Party leader Hikmat Bahadur Karki had filed the writ petition against Chief Minister Thapa, claiming that he had received vote of confidence even from the senior most member chairing the province assembly. In a parliamentary hearing on the case, Justice Ishwar Prasad Khatiwara on the 24th of August had issued a show cause order. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Dr. Beduram Busal, has claimed that lumpy skin disease is coming under control. Speaking at a press meet organized at the Agriculture Ministry in Simadarbar today, Minister Busal said the disease was being brought under control in recent days. Minister Busal added that the government continued its efforts to prevent and treat the infected cattle with vaccines against the lumpy skin. He further informed that over 1.3 million doses of vaccines were imported and nearly 1 million cattle were jabbed against lumpy skin. Agriculture Minister Busal said among over 1.5 million livestock deceased in the country, nearly 1.4 million got recovery from the disease. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says winning people's trust on the federal republican system is the major achievement of the government. Addressing Khadr's orientation program organized by the CPN Maui Center in Gorai of Dang today, Minister Sharma claimed that the government instilled hope in people regarding the republican system at a time when efforts were being made to create pessimism about the system. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Chinese ambassador to Nepal Chen Shong paid a courtesy call on Minister for Health and Population Mohan Vadu Basan today. According to the Health Ministry's press coordinator Ramchandra Dulal, the meeting was held in view of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal's upcoming visit to China. During the meeting, they exchanged views on further systematizing the Tatopani transit along the Nepal-China border and on the establishment of additional infrastructure of Bir Hospital in Bhaktapur. Chinese Ambassador Chen pleads that the Chinese assistance to Nepal would be continued in the future as well. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen says his visit to Nepal remained productive for further consolidating political, economic and professional relations between Nepal and the USA. Senator Holland, who arrived in Kathmandu on Friday, held meetings with government officials, representatives from the non-government offices, youth lawmakers and the business community. During the meeting, Holland expressed his concern over the US-funded health, electricity, transport and infrastructure projects in Nepal and said he was happy over the progress. Now, cricket update. Nepal has registered the third straight victory in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup Asia qualifiers by defeating Bhutan by 3 wickets today. In the match held in Kuala Lumpur, Nepal met the target of 40 runs given by Bhutan in 13.2 overs at the loss of 7 wickets. Nepal secured a victory over Bhutan and with this, it collected 6 points, boosting its chances of reaching the semi-final. Nepal's Pooja Mahato dismissed 3 batters while Kavita Kumar, Khushi Dangul and Rubina Chetri took 1 wicket each. Nepal will play against Qatar in its 4th match tomorrow. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The artillery and rocket fire on Sunday killed at least 20 civilians, including 2 children, in southern Khartoum of Sudan. The AFP news agency cited Sudanese activists as saying the deceased are among many volunteer groups that used to organize pro-democracy demonstrations and provide assistance to families caught in the crossfire between the army and paramilitary fighters. According to estimates from the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, around 5,000 people have been killed since war began between the regular army and the paramilitary rapid support forces on the 15th of April. The Sudanese armed force control the skies and have carried out regular air strikes while paramilitary fighters dominate the streets of the capital. According to the United Nations, more than half of Sudan's 48 million people now require humanitarian aid and protection, and 6 million are on step away from famine. More than 100 people have been injured in clashes between rival groups of protesters from Eritrea in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv, with the police firing warning shots in the air to disperse the demonstrators. According to the Al Jazeera, fighting broke out on Saturday after hundreds of Eritreans critical of their government approached a venue where a pro-government event was being held. Protesters are said to have broken through police barriers and smashed windows of police and other cars, as well as windows of nearby stores. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at 1 or 2 places of the west of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to observe Constitution Day for 3 days. Hello Sarkar service expanded to 24 hours daily to address public grievances more effectively. Supreme Court's full bench to hear writ petition filed against Koshi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa. An airstrike kills 20 civilians in Sudan's southern Khartoum. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.